A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah akmaduhu wasta'inuhu wasta'dihi wastaghfiruhu. Ashhadu la ilaha illallahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala kareem al-muslimin Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. As with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. We seek Him. I seek His assistance. I seek His guidance. And I ask for His forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets as well as his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us in his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayah, this day I have completed for you your way of life and chose al-Islam as your way of life. I advise you as I advise myself first to have regard, taqwa, consciousness, awareness for Allah, the Most High, and obey Him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Kul hathi sabilil at'u ilay Allahi ala basirintin basiratin subhanallah anna wa min tahba'ani wa subhanallahi wa ma in anna min mushrikeen. And the translation or expression is as follows. I seek refuge with Allah against the shaitan and reject it. Say, this is my way. I invite to Allah with insight and those and I and those who follow me. And exalted is Allah, and I am not of those who associate others with him. And that is the 108th ayat of the 12th surah of the Quran, Holy Quran. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth, Salak Allah Wadeen. Today's khutbah title, inshallah, is the call to intelligence. A call to intelligence. Reported hadith of Muhammad. When he was asked of Aisha, Rayalan Anha, O mother of the believers, tell me about the character of the messenger of Allah, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aisha responded, have you not read the Quran? I said, of course. And Aisha responded, verily the character of the Prophet of Allah was the Quran. And another reported hadith reported by Abu Hurairah, Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, if anyone calls others to follow right guidance, his reward would be equivalent to those who follow him in righteousness, without their reward being diminished in any respect. And if anyone invites others to follow error, the sin would be equivalent to that of the people who follow him in sinfulness, without their sins being diminished in any respect. And after reading those two reported hadiths, we start with this kippah with a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the kul. The kul is a command from Allah to say, or as one has translated before, to tell them plainly. But it's to express yourself. It is a directive from Allah to Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to tell not just those who are among the community, but it's an announcement, as we know, to all of mankind. It is also an announcement to all the systems of knowledge. Then we get exactly what it is he is trying to say when he says, this is my way, kul hadhihi sabili. And I know the first thing we sometimes come across our thoughts when we hear Muhammad and we say his way, of course, is the Sunnah. as we rather say, his uswa. That's the term, that's correct, uswa. But this word is sabil, sabil. And it means way, and it means cause as well. And normally, this often is so often connected to Allah, and we get sabil Allah. But here it is where Allah is commanding the Prophet, and in the same context, he's commanding us as well. And that'll come, inshallah. But as we look at Muhammad, peace be upon him, his sabil, this is his cause. And we know that he was sent as a mercy to all of humanity, all the systems of knowledge. He was sent as the with the final revelation to mankind of the Quran. So we can definitely see just at that surface that his way, his what his cause and his way may be. You know, and also this word, it means reason. And just looking at those points that I mentioned, it gives us some of the reason that Allah chose Muhammad. There are many examples behind doing what he did. And in looking at this reason, it means that it's a justification for an action or an event. And he was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was his reason. This was not just by accident. We know some of the traditions of the Prophet's early life before he was given the mission. We know of his thoughtfulness. We know of his honesty. We know of his demeanor, how he dealt with people. These two are his sabil. But all of these and more, and I've only touched on a bit of the understanding of his character, which we know is excellent. We know it's excellent. It is his character that Allah describes in the Quran when he says, "Lakakana lekum fi rasulili uswatun hasnatun." Right? There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern. This is his sabil. And I believe for today, and you know, to understanding exactly what is Muhammad's way, peace and blessings be upon him. What is crucial for us to understand that. And yes, the ayah says that this is my way, and then it goes into a specific. But I thought just a little focus on his sabil is important. You know, Imam Muhammad said, Rani Lanhu, he said, "If Muhammad's excellence is not for me, why practice what he left us?" When we think about that, it is of the most excellent in nature. And it is no doubt the best way for us to realize our true nature and for us to reach our potential. He was able to deal with issues in many cases just like we have to deal with today. And the command is to tell us first, that this is his way of doing something. And that is, now we say, invite to Allah with insight. Invite to Allah with insight. So it's adhu, I invite. Now this is da'ya. This is the same word in the root where we get da'wah from. We get da'wah from. And we know that means calling others, inviting. But this is also where we get du'a from, and which is a prayer, a supplication. And we know that it was the Prophet's, peace be upon him, mission to call and invite all of humanity to al-Islam, to recognize the one God. But it was also his prayer, his du'a, to have us believe. But it was also understood that there were going to be those that neither, one, are not going to listen, and two, are never going to be with the message that Muhammad brought. And we understand that because Allah makes Muslims. And if he wanted everybody to be the same, he has that control to do that. So this invitation, this calling, is not just for others to join us as Muslims. And I'm saying that because the way of the Prophet, the way he did something is important. It goes to understanding that it is, and this is our important message, is the way he did something. His demeanor, which leads us to look at Ala Basiratin, with insight. Insight. Now this word is the same word we get the attribute of Allah, El Basir, the all-seeing. There's a strong connection because we know that Allah does not have physical eyes, but he is all-seeing. So we have this understanding that the word means seeing it or sight. This is what the word means, but it also means to understand. insight. And when you have the ability to see something without visually seeing it, that is insight. Because the actual act of seeing something is for only for the purposes of gaining an accurate comprehension of what it is you're looking at. Insight means a deep intuitive understanding. And it's just like perception, just like perception. And one of the translations or expressions that I ran across while working on this was, on the basis of clear perception. I invite to Allah on the basis of clear perception. Now this is how Muhammad called on the people. Strictly on the basis of giving them some way of being able to understand. And once they see it, they can understand it better. And it's not like there needed to be something other than getting a grasp of what Muhammad's way is. Because it is also the way of the Quran. His way is also the way of the Quran. And I mentioned that in the opening hadith, when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about the character of Muhammad. And his character, verily the character of the Prophet of Allah was the Quran. If there are anybody who cannot grasp or understand what or who Muhammad is and what it is he has brought, it is in his character. And for those who want to see that now, you want to see it now, today, they just need to read and study the Quran. And this will give them the mental picture they need. Now they have something, to base it on. Once they get a study and understanding of the Quran, then they get something to base it on what his character is, what his way is. You know, there are those, and there are, you know, and this is my belief that this is the present for us. When we look at these things, we look at it as the present. We have someone who is looking at us, and they're wondering, you know, what is all this Islam stuff about? You know, this Muslim thing they got going on. They can best get a clear perception by us not just talking their ear off and telling them, well, we believe this and we believe this. They can get a better perception of that by seeing the difference it has made in our lives. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called to Allah by using the best tool he had available to him. And that was to call them through their intelligence. You know, you're not going to beat somebody into believing. That doesn't work. That's physical. That's a physical act. And I know I hear about, well, why are there so many wars and fights in Al-Islam's history then? Now, speaking in general, you know, it's a general thought because at some time, many of us are going to have to answer these type of questions. You know, those wars were not about making the other side Muslim. They were not about that. It was about just leaving alone those who had become Muslims. And if they had just left them alone and let them go live in peace, live in Salam, right? Be the peacemaker that they've chosen to be, then it wouldn't matter what they did. It would have been peace. It would have been okay. And also I'll say this about that, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, the ink of the scholar is more sacred than the blood of the martyr. And as I close, if we understand and listen to Muhammad, and the ink of the scholar is more important than the blood of the martyr, that means our intellect is more important than our brawn. رَبَّنَا اتَّنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. A call to intelligence. A call to intelligence. So, for those who think that we're all about fighting, all right, we know what you're going to get as far as the portrayal. Now, we're about reaching minds. But for the enemies, it's not about that. It was about not letting go of something they thought was their right. And if we look at it in the present, let's just say they're not letting go of their narrative. You know, back to calling someone through intelligence. For most of us, it took our minds to realize at some point that we wanted to live this way of life. Even if you was born into a Muslim family, grew up, had the Quran in your house a whole life, at some point in time, you had to come to the grips that either you're going to live this way of life or not. That was a mental decision. There was nothing physical about it. This is why even our children, after they get to a certain age, they still have to publicly acknowledge they want to live this life. They can't, you know, yeah, they're going to give us degrees, they're going to do everything like that, but they still have to say, this is what the way of life that I live. You know, for Bilal, Raleigh Lionel, they tried to make him turn against being a Muslim and what he believed, they used physical tactics, right? But it was his mind. It was the fact that in his mind, he was not going to be enslaved again. And you ever heard the phrase, once he makes up his mind, there's not talking him out of it? That is the type of intelligence we are being told to call people on. And I say we because Allah in the command says, I and those who follow me. This is Quran, right? Ittaba'ani. This word means to follow me. And in the root of this word, it also means to imitate, to be a follower of. And when we say ashhadu la ilaha Muhammad al-Rasulullah, we have declared we are followers of Muhammad. When we read the Quran, we are followers of Muhammad. When we call on people, we need to call on them as followers of Muhammad in the way he did. Now this, you know, is not quote unquote a khutbah on da'wah. This is not on da'wah. It deals with da'wah, but it's not on da'wah. It's a khutbah on understanding that if we are to look at this world, look at this country, look at the situation we have in this city and in our own lives, we need to be followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at how we are inviting not just people to accept what we believe in, but accept to work with us. To invite those who will be on the lookout for us. We need allies. We need allies. This goes back to understanding that the way of doing that is not just physically. Meaning that we don't have to look like what they think it looked like when the Quran was revealed. I'm speaking to Allah, commanding first the Prophet, then also commanding us to call to Allah based on using someone's ability to understand. This means we could all wear black suits like in the Matrix and look alike, but if our action speaks to someone getting the right insight to what we have, then they will not see the same suits. They'll see the bigger picture. They will see that their minds, what their minds are giving them. And for me, personally, it was the ability to understand this way of life is like common sense. That's what kept ringing in my head. It was common sense. It made common sense. That was the main focus for me. And it sparked something in my mind. It touched my intelligence. And it's been the push ever since. It's the clear difference when someone asks or says that, you know, organized religion is not for me, or what makes yours so different. Somebody asks that. Well, it is the fact that this way of life goes straight to the point. Meaning, it goes to what we are. And we are created as an intellect. This way of life goes to our intellect. Why would Allah reveal something to us that does not naturally go where it is needed? You know, Al-Islam invites us to use our minds, use our intellects, become free thinkers with the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Al-Islam is for thinkers. This is Quran. This is what Allah has told us in the Quran. And if your mind is not ready to be moved and work to its capacity, then it's going to be a hard place. But the call is to attract people with the best receptor, their intelligence. Allah is commanding us, and let me say this, that even, like I mentioned, a few minutes ago where, you know, to come to this with intelligence, right? We ourselves have to come to this with looking to gain an understanding and gain the insights needed to become someone better, that's a better follower of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. So we have to take that call for ourselves first. And his last word, you know, means to obey. Obey. Allah says in the Quran, obey, cool, he says cool, but he starts it with say, obey Allah and obey the messenger. So we're not just, you know, we are not just to follow, because following someone doesn't mean you're imitating them or that you have to think about what you're doing. You can follow somebody all around the neighborhood and they'll put no thought into it. We are to obey Muhammad. That's another command. That's another command. We cannot ask the world to look at us as followers of Muhammad and we are not even obeying Allah and Muhammad ourselves. You know, I can remember growing up and being left at home with my older brother, and what was the first thing I was told? He's in charge. He's in charge, right? So when Allah says to us to obey him and obey Muhammad, he is telling us that Muhammad is in charge while you're with him. And when he is gone, the Quran is in charge. Now, this is stated in respect that Allah is in charge of everything at all times. That's. I hope I don't have to touch on that. But this word also is in the past tense. And followers of Muhammad are not, you know, right now they're not in the present in this ayah. They're not in the present. They're in the past. It is those who have already made a decision with their intelligence to accept and follow Muhammad. And the form is eight, and it being a past tense and the form being reflective, this means this is something we ponder. This is something we think about. It is something that has taken a lot of deep thought. We just don't make a quick decision today. We have thought about it. Some of us may have taken years to make a decision to be in this life, way of life, because you had to get your mind right. And when we call on the world to what we have, we must do it with intelligence and looking to approach the intelligence of others. In another reported hadith of Muhammad, he said, if anyone calls others to follow right guidance, his reward would be equivalent to those who follow him in righteousness without their reward being diminished in any respect. And I'm going to skip the second part. I'm not dealing with calling somebody to err. We don't deal with that. We're not trying to do that. Why wouldn't we want to call the world to something that uplifts a person's mind first, that helps them become a better thinker? It is the mind that controls everything else. You know, if you're in a mood and things are bothering you, it takes your mind to change that. And when we look at this condition today, think about the Jahiliyyah. Think about that. Now, it might take you back to the time of the Revelation. Now, if you're there, I want you to come on back to me in 2019 and think about the Jahiliyyah right here, right now. It is the same basic essentials. There's an attack on intelligence of the human being. And it has the same features as it had then. And when it was happening in Arabia over 1,440 years ago, it took Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call on others through their intelligence to recognize that this is a time of ignorance. Because it was not like they had won the lottery when they decided to become Muslims. Now, in a sense, they did. But the point being, the only thing they got for following Muhammad was hardships, battles, attacked. But it was their mind that was clearly on the insight that this is the way of life for them. Their minds were made up. Something had touched them. And yes, I know faith was in that, you know, in it. And listen, if your mind isn't made up about what you believe in, then your faith is shaky anyway. Your mind got to be sold, period. So this goes with last week's khutbah. It is the same jahiliyyah that we have now that we have to make our minds up about. How are we going to move forward in this? Well, if we are followers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he was commanded to call others by using their intelligence, Meaning we must do the same thing. First, we have to raise our intelligence up. You cannot teach a class on changing oil in the car if you never changed the oil in the car. That's how we have to look at it. That's an example of using our intelligence for what we have to do. We must learn everything it is to learn. Not that we will learn everything. We know we cannot. But if the commitment is there, then how can we be sure we have all the insight? That's how we can be sure, because we've committed to learning things. Learning what we need. It is going to take more than we have because we have the Quran and we have Allah. It's going to take that commitment. You know, the Quran has been here for over 1,440 years. And Allah has always been here. But look at the world. It seems to always keep getting into these situations. And we must look at it like what we have, look at what we have and say, how do we get ourselves out of it? And take our loved ones with them, right? Save yourself and your family. Now we look to spark something inside of their understanding. You know, we could look to recruit the biggest and the toughest out there. You know, I'm sure we know some bad people. But if they're not sold on it in their minds, that won't do us any good. You know, look at Umar, radiallahu anhu. Umar was known for his strength. He was known for his temper. He was known for his ability to do whatever he wanted to do. But it took him being touched in his understanding. They had to reach him in his intellect. They said, listen, If you're gonna kill me, but at least listen to this first. And when he was able to get a grasp on what exactly Muhammad brought, he changed. You know, there was no talk about anybody saying, well, let's go whoop Omar. Let's go handle him. And then everything will be all right. All our problems will be solved. Nobody was saying that. And there was some bad people that was pretty tough. But nobody seemed to want to be able to say that. They use their minds to realize that's not going to solve it. And they probably realize their mind, that's probably going to get me killed too. Having the ability to use our minds and how we approach these times, how we call others not to even just live this way of life like I mentioned, but to see how we live in Al-Islam. But to live a life that, we want them to live a life that respects others. That's something that's in this days of ignorance right now that's gone. Respect for others. You know, in harmony with the way creation was designed to be. Again, if anybody calls to right guidance, his reward will be equivalent to those in righteousness. Muhammad called others to right guidance, and we as his followers, we should be doing the same thing. We can all share in the reward. That is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayah says, and exalted in Allah, subhanallah, and I am not those who associate others with him. Mushrikeen. We should be exalting Allah because we have been able to get some insight. There's something that sparked our minds. Some understanding. Something in us was able to hear the call, and our intelligence was able to make the connection that this way of life was for us. We say subhanallah. This is our way of making sure, and I believe the eyes way of Allah's eye and the eye, making sure we bring the focus right back to Allah. Because he created us as intellects. It is this that makes us have the understanding that there is no God but Allah. No partners. We do not associate others with any or anything with him. Mushrikeen, right? We have been called to Allah through the way he has created us. It is there that we can have the understanding we need and not let anything else misguide us. You know, when they use what they use, the tools they use to misguide people, they don't go to their intellects. They go to everything else. They go to the desires and everything else. All the things that don't, they don't try to touch the mind. This is why they want to dumb down the population, and they've attacked education. They want to keep the ignorance. They want it to spread. It will take reaching the minds of the masses to change the world. The enlightening of the world was led by the Muslims because of using the intelligence they were given. It was an enlightening because the intelligence led the enlightening. The intelligence we were given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I end with this, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a saying, reported saying, he said, when Allah created the intelligence, he told it to stand up. And it did so. When he told it to turn his back, it did so. Then he told it to turn his face, and it did so. And he said, I have created nothing better or more excellent than you. This is intelligence. Ta'akum. We must appeal to our own intellect by learning and studying and be most thankful to Allah and glorify Allah. And we must appeal to the outside world through intelligent means and by intelligent ways. We must reach them through their intelligence. Because a follower of Muhammad is intelligence. And today is a call to intelligence. Now, inshallah, I have given something to benefit with all praises due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for.